you're going to get to meet both of the people behind the duo that you're about to hear from in a moment. But first, we'll have them play an opening song for you. They are Latin Grammy Award winners. They're going to be at City of Asylum a little bit later today. And they are known as 1-2-3 Andres.
Hola, hola, hola. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We're 1-2-3 Andres. And everybody say, hola.
Hola.
Oh, oh, 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 hola.
Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigo.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigo.
Canta conmigo.
Canta conmigo.
Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigo.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigo.
Canta conmigo.
Canta conmigo.
It doesn't matter where you are from, if you speak English or Español. It doesn't matter where you are from, we can all get along. If you speak German or Japanese, it doesn't make any difference to me. If you speak Arabic, Chinese or French, we can all just be friends. Say, hola amigo.
Hola amigo.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Hola amigo.
Hola amigo.
Canta conmigo.
Canta conmigo.
Hola amigo.
Hola amigo.
What is your name?
What is your name?
Hola amigo.
Hola amigo.
You'll be my friend.
You'll be my friend.
You know, we come from so many different places in this beautiful country. And if you live here, if you're part of this community, nobody can tell you that you don't belong. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigo.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigo.
You'll be my friend.
I'm really happy to have you here at this particular time on this particular day here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a song I understand the lyrics to, most of them, although I speak no Spanish. Hola, amigo. Let me welcome you both, the duo. It's 1-2-3.
Andres. Yes. Andres. 1-2-3 Andres. We're so happy to be here.
And you are Cristina Sanabria.
Yes.
And tell me about yourself, please.
Oh, thank you. Well, I grew up in the Midwest in Kansas City. My parents came from Bogota, Colombia, and they grew up teaching me how to speak Spanish. I obviously learned English in school. And, you know, that's we meet so many families as we travel who are maybe at school they're learning Spanish, maybe at home they're learning Spanish, or maybe they're learning other languages. And we want to support families who want to be bilingual, who want to be citizens of the world.
What brought your parents here?
You know, just like so many stories, wanting to have more opportunities, wanting for their next generation, for me to have more opportunities. And you know, we love the opportunities. We're appreciative of the opportunities we've had.
Tell me about you and music. How did you develop your musical talents and skills?
Well, I never thought I would grow up to be a musician. I actually, out of college, I was a teacher. I lived in Philadelphia. I taught public school for the school district of Philadelphia. And I always loved theater and music. But then I met Andres around that time.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I saw the incredible potential in Cristina. She did theater as a child, so and I've seen her I saw her interacting with children, and I knew she had something special. And now so many fans that we have, so many friends around the country and in different countries, because they see us through YouTube, through the internet, so many countries, they love Cristina. They love her charm, her energy. So now we're finally complete. 1-2-3 Andres is the two of us.
That's wonderful. And then the voice you just heard, that's Andres Salgado?
Salguero.
Salguero. I was close.
Yes, very close.
And tell me about yourself.
Well, gracias. Thank you first for the opportunity. And I come here from Bogota, Colombia. I am an immigrant, but I'm part of this country and this community. And I came here after doing my undergraduate studies in Colombia. And I wanted to do my master's, my doctorate, to one day be a college professor. And I did all of that. I became a good clarinet player. That was my main instrument. And along the way, I met a good friend. You know, friends, sometimes you meet people that open new doors for you. And this door opened in Kansas City, Missouri, where I was living, and a good friend called Dino Odell. And if you have children and you like smart music, check him out. So Dino hired me to be part of his band, and I started performing with him. And eventually, I saw the beautiful opportunities performing for families, for children, and I wanted to tell my own story, and I wanted to sing my own songs. And actually, that song that we sang was the first song I wrote for this show, for Hola Amigo, for this artist that we created. And it tells what this is about. You know, it doesn't matter where you come from. Here we can be friends, we can learn, we can share music and stories.
How wonderful. And tell me what you were studying. I'm just curious.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was doing a classical clarinet performance and teaching. So it's, you know, it's performing Brahms, Mozart, all the classics and a lot of contemporary music. And I also even did a little bit of touring, performing that music. I went to a few colleges around the Midwest. And did lectures and all of that. But then I really found my true calling performing for families and sharing my culture and my story. And with Christina now, we really found our path.
How wonderful. And I hope that you'll take a look at them. I just put a picture up on Facebook. You can take a look. And you can take an even deeper look if you are willing to come into the air-conditioned City of Asylum this afternoon. It's air-conditioned. The music will be hot, but the atmosphere will not be. 123 Andres will be at City of Asylum on the north side this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and it would be a great day to get over there, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Let's take a listen to another song. When we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about your touring schedule and what a typical, you know, period is like for you as you move along. But here, once again, 123 Andres.
Well, we have a new instrument here, and I brought, looks like two wooden sticks, but it's the clave. And it makes this rhythm.
Listen to the clave, I'll teach it to you. I'll show you the clave, it's easy to do. Everybody say pa 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 pa. Play the clave with your hands. Play the clave while you dance. Play the clave with your feet. Play the clave, feel the beat. Haz la clave con las manos. Hazla ya mientras bailamos. A la clave otra vez. A la clave con los pies. Say pa 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 pa. Now, Christina, we want to share with everybody the origins of this rhythm.
Well, Andres, la clave is the heartbeat of salsa music, and it's all over Latin America. But before the Caribbean, before Latin America, it came from a very special place. Listen up.
Came from Africa. Came from Africa. Came from Africa. Came from Africa.
Now, we encourage you to make some room around you, unless you're driving. We invite you to get up and move and dance and sing like this. La salsa lleva clave, ahora tú lo sabes. La salsa lleva clave, ahora tú lo sabes. La salsa lleva clave, ahora tú lo sabes. Pa, 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 pa. La salsa lleva clave,
ahora tú lo sabes.
Okay, Cristina.
Sí, Andrés.
I have some challenges for you.
Un reto.
Do you think you can do the clave with your fingers?
Let's snap. Snap, snap. Snap, 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 snap.
Can you do the clave with your lips? Can you do the clave with your eyes?
¿Con los ojos?
With your eyes. Let's try. Louder. Everybody louder. I know you're trying. Let me see you dance. Come on now. Pa 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 pa. Clave.
Un, dos, tres.
One, two, three. Andres, I always loved playing the claves, and I never knew they were from Africa.
Yes, and you know, that's something we want to talk about and tell folks, make sure that we know when people were brought from Africa to the U.S., they were also brought to Latin America to work enslaved throughout the whole region, from Argentina through Cuba and Mexico, of course, and we want to make sure people are aware of the African heritage also in Latin America, and the clave rhythm is one of those ways that we can see that heritage.
That's something, you know, I never knew. And it's nice to be able to learn things. One thing I like about the music that you bring is the whole family can enjoy it together. And your CDs stand up over repeated listening. You know, people can enjoy them over and over again and find new things. What is your travel schedule like? Are you on the road a lot right now?
We are on the road a lot. We are based in the D.C. area. We have lots of concerts all over the region. As you mentioned, we're in Pittsburgh this afternoon. We're so excited because we are at the Lollapalooza Festival in early August in Chicago. We're going to be performing also in Los Angeles at the Central Library later in September. We're going to be in New York City late in August. We're going to be in Portland, Oregon, Seattle. We regularly visit Texas, Grand Rapids.
Busy.
Yeah, we love traveling. We love connecting with communities of all kinds.
You've got quite a busy schedule. How can folks keep in touch with you? I guess it's www.123.com.
That's exactly right. And we know folks stream music through all kinds of platforms, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. So please look us up, find some more of our songs. We're also on social. You can look us up, 123ANDRES.
Now, we've got this beautiful, I think, quarter size, half size guitar. How big is your guitar?
It's 3/4.
3/4.
Yeah. So if you're imagining listening on the radio, it's not as big as a regular guitar. It's not as small as a ukulele, but it's the best way I can explain it is that it fits nicely on an overhead compartment.
It sounds beautiful. It's a very nice tone. Who made
you.
That?
So this is made by Yamaha, and it's a nice traveling size guitar, and it has a good sound, and it has been with me for a few years now, and we love it, and because we travel with different instruments, and maybe this is a segue to play one of the instruments that we brought here. So we travel with a lot of stuff. So sometimes we need to be practical, and having a smaller instrument just helps us.
What would you like to play next?
Well, you know,
And we're going to need the audience's help. So again, okay. If you're driving, you know, do this with caution. But yes. With your hands, just kind of rub them together and let's make this rhythm.
Because I come from a country called Colombia, and I brought you guys a gift that starts with the letter C. The letter C called this music called cumbia. Everybody say cumbia,
cumbia.
Keep it going, Christina. And we go like this. No pares, no pares, Cristina, que se oiga bien ese ritmo. Cumbia de Colombia. Eso, eso, qué bien la cumbia. So, you know, I live in this country. I live in the USA. I love this country. I am a part of this community, but I also have the right to celebrate and share my heritage, my culture, where I come from. And I think those two things shouldn't contradict each other, right? Because this is a country where so many people have come from so many places. So we're very happy to share. And I know many listeners are thinking about their own personal story or about their parents or their great parents, where they came from, and what part of that heritage is now with them, or they want to share, or they want to pass on to their children, to the children around them. So I brought you this cumbia from Colombia.
And coincidentally, today we are celebrating the Colombian Independence Day, July
Oye,
20th,
sí.
el 20 de julio. Así que felicidades a todos los amigos colombianos. And now we're going to go to a song from our first album. You know, I mentioned I grew up in the Midwest. Andres lived in Kansas City for many years. And one time he had the opportunity to visit a community of migrant farm workers and learn about their lives.
And I wrote this. Daddy was a migrant worker. Mommy was a migrant worker. We would travel all around. Our house was any town. Mommy was a farm worker. Daddy was a farm worker. We would go across the land. Wherever they needed their hands, their working hands, their honest hands. Mi padre fue un migrante, un trabajador migrante. Fuimos a tantos lugares, vivimos en tantos hogares, y con su alegría y empeño construyeron este sueño que luego yo cosecharía, así como ellos recogían. And this is what they picked on the fields. Everybody repeat after me. Say manzanas.
Manzanas.
Lechuga. Dilo.
Lechuga.
Naranja.
Naranjas.
Verduras.
Verduras.
Manzanas.
Are apples.
Lechugas.
Is lettuce.
Naranjas.
Oranges.
Verduras.
Veggies.
They were picking food for me.
What a beautiful song.
Gracias. Thank you so much.
I like what you said about how everybody has a story to tell and to share. And I think that's really one of the most wonderful things about the country we live in. And our country, without those stories and without the people to share those stories from where they're from or their parents or grandparents, would be one thing. Well, above all, one thing. It would be boring. Well, it's true, isn't it?
Yes,
I mean, it's fascinating.
Yes.
To be able to meet lots of different people and to learn more about the world and to learn more about things and, among other things, to discover that we all have a lot more in common than we have different sometimes as we get to know each other.
And, you know, and the interesting thing is, for example, when you talk about Latin music, I want to encourage all of the listeners to imagine something in your head when I say Latin music. And many people are going to think that it's something foreign, that it doesn't belong to the U.S. But then I start telling you that some of the biggest artists and composers and some of the most popular music that we call Latin music has been written in the USA by composers born and raised in the USA. For example, you take Tito Puente, born and raised in the New York City area. Right? And he became the symbol of mambo music and Latin music, and there he is. Or you take, for example, some of the friends from whose families are from the Dominican Republic that also come from New York, and they make bachata music. Bachata is a genre that started in the Dominican Republic, but now that it spread throughout the world, and dancers love bachata. So we're going to sing this bachata that is about... Bachatas are always romantic, right, Cristina?
Y esta bachata va a ser acerca de nuestro amor por la naturaleza.
This is our love for nature. Now, Cristina, so we sing this song in Spanish, we sing it in English, and we sing it in Spanglish. What do you think we should do today, Cristina?
Let's do some Spanglish today.
All right, let's do it some Spanglish. So we start like this.
Amarillo es el color del sol, nuestro sol. Amarillo, amarillo is the color of the sun all day long. Tan amarillo, dime por qué. Si estás conmigo, nos calienta más su brillo.
And now this is the chorus where we sing all of this. One, two, three.
Amarillo is the sun, verde is the grass. Azul is the ocean, rojo is my heart. Amarillo is the sun, verde is the grass. Azul is the ocean, rojo is my heart.
Amarillo es el sol, verde la vegetación. Azul es el mar, rojo es mi corazón.
You're hearing the group 1, 2, 3, Andres, and they are comprised of Cristina Sanabria and Andres Salguero.
Salguero.
I'm getting better.
Yes.
I'm sort of sleepy today. You're waking me up.
That's awesome.
It's been a long week. I get here early, so it's nice to have you.
I bet.
Here. Now, today they'll be at City of Asylum at 3 o'clock right here on the north side for a one-hour show. And if you have not been to City of Asylum, it's a perfect opportunity for you to go there. Have you been in Pittsburgh before?
I have. I actually performed at the Alphabet City and City of Asylum about 2 years ago. And, I mean, I was amazed by the amazing mission and what they have accomplished supporting writers and thinkers who have been persecuted in their country. So it's a wonderful organization that And we're super happy to be back. And yesterday we were walking downtown, and it's just magical. I mean, we went to the Andy Warhol Museum, and after we left, the Pirates were playing. So we were able to see the stadium from the river and on a beautiful summer night. So it's a gorgeous city.
I'm glad to hear you say that. And I'd also like to encourage you go to their website, 123andres.com. You'll be able to see albums. I think you have some CDs you can order, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have 4 albums. Our first 2 are fully bilingual, so you can hear all of the songs in Spanish and then the same songs in English. And it's upbeat sounds that really represent the diversity of Latin America, Latin music, including the USA. Our 3rd album is a collection of lullabies that are more soothing, calm. And our 4th album, which we're so excited about, is called Canta las Letras. And it was made in partnership with a curriculum company creating a song for every letter of the alphabet in Spanish. So if you've heard of like the letter people or other materials like that, where children can learn phonics and can learn the sounds of the letters. So I think we can do one of the songs from that album. This one is the soft G. So you're going to need to know 4 words. Girasol, which means sunflower.
Girasol.
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 Germinar.
Germina.
Mm-hmm, which is germinate.
Germina.
Germinar. Mm-hmm.
I can't roll my R's.
Oh, you're
that's
good. You're
that's
good,
a
you're
long
good.
Running theme here. I've tried.
And then gigante.
Gigante.
Giant.
Mm-hmm. Gigante.
Gigante. And gente, so people.
Gente.
Mm-hmm. So you repeat those songs, those words during the song. It'll become clear. Everybody, I hope you're joining us at home too.
And you can beat along. You can tap along the beat and enjoy the rhythm and the music. This is from our latest album, Canta las Letras. And we're going to set our beat right here. Dice.
Sembré un girasol, girasol, girasol. Empezó a germinar, germinar, germinar. Creció muy gigante, gigante, gigante. Y vino la gente.
¿A qué vino la gente?
A ver el girasol, girasol, girasol. Empezó a germinar, germinar, germinar. Creció muy gigante, gigante, gigante. Y vino la gente.
Cantemos con la gente. La G con la E.
Je, 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 je.
La G con la I.
Hi, 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 hi.
La G con la E.
Je, 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 je.
La G con la I.
Hi, 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 hi.
Everybody clap, clap, clap along. Say. Sembré un girasol.
Girasol, girasol. Empezó a germinar, germinar, germinar. Creció muy gigante, gigante, gigante. Y vino la gente.
Everybody jump, jump. Sembré
un girasol, girasol, girasol. Empezó a germinar, germinar, germinar. Creció muy gigante, gigante, gigante. Y vino la gente a ver el girasol.
El girasol.
So much fun. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Saturday mornings here, originating from the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. I don't know if you saw Ricky out there dancing, but she was doing this thing with her skirt and can-can kind of moving along. Sort of. It's fun.
And the same way that people have been writing you, letting you about those words and interacting, we would love to hear from the audience to hear if they they've been dancing and enjoying. If they have a personal family story to share about their heritage, about the music they love, that'll be amazing.
Actually, yeah, you know, we don't often do this during a music segment, but we can. It's a good idea. If you would like to call and share a story of heritage, maybe I think it would be a lot of fun if you have a Latin American background or story to tell. Not that we want to limit it to that, but it's a good day to do that. Please think about it. We actually have a strong community here in the Pittsburgh area, and WRCT in Pittsburgh, one of our radio stations, has a program that is in Portuguese and one that is in Spanish. Call us if you would like to, 412-200-5975. And we have the technology. We'll get you right into the ears of the musicians. You can share your story or even ask them a question if you care to. 412-200-5975.
Awesome.
It's wonderful. How long have you two been playing together now? Has it been...
About 5 years, yeah. About 5 years that we started performing. And Christina now does percussion. She plays her ukulele. And particularly on the shows, it's great to have this interaction between the two characters that we created. So it's funny. Sometimes the kids come and they say, oh, I want to take a picture with Christina and that guy.
That guy.
So, yeah. So it's funny.
I'm sure people think you are married.
We are married.
Yeah, oh, you are married. Yeah, like, I did not know that.
No, they think we're siblings.
I was not assuming that you were married.
No, and I always introduce Christina as my ex-girlfriend because, you know, she's my wife now. And people have a laugh at that.
See, that's interesting because the group that will be here in about 15 minutes is also a married couple. That uh-huh. played together. They're also Scott and Rosanna. They're both very talented musicians. You may enjoy listening to them. But I've learned over the years not to assume that
yes.
that a man and a woman play together that are about the same age and seem to love each other's company are not necessarily married. One group I know, they would say, we're married, but not to each other.
That's funny.
How long have you been married?
About
8 years.
8 years?
Over 8 years, yeah.
That's a long time. That's good.
Yeah, and now, I mean, we embarked in this beautiful adventure where we basically are constantly on the road. We might be traveling 2 months in a row. And that might take us, as we said, from California, Texas, New York, Boston, all over the place. We're going to Boston later in October and hear beautiful places like Pittsburgh. So it's an interesting life, and I think we should start our YouTube channel on how to be a family business, how to create art, how to be together 24/7, 365 years of the day.
Well,
without fighting too much.
And the couple that you'll see.
Are they laughing out there? Looking at each other like, yeah.
I'm not sure if they can hear us or not. They may. Rosanna, are you out there? Are you listening? Wait, they're talking about the secrets of being married as a musical couple and playing.
maybe they have some tips for us.
They may. How long have you been married? Is it 2 years? Three? Going on three.
Okay, then we have advice for them.
So they have advice for you. They're 5 years, 5 years ahead of you.
5 years ahead.
They are incredibly talented, both of them, and they just released their first album designed as a children's album.
Amazing. Looking forward to hear it from
it. It'll be fun. We probably have time, I would think, for two or three more songs. It's
excellent.
Up to you.
Yeah, awesome.
What would you like to do next?
Well, we were talking about the mambo, about this music that brewed in the Caribbean, in Cuba and Puerto Rico, but it was a big part of the New York and California dance scene. So we're going to do this mambo, and first I'm going to set up my groove, my rhythm here. Let me check my bass. Excellent. We have a bass. Here we go.
And you can help us wherever you are listening, whether you're tuning in on the radio or online, with this bass beat. You can play on your lap. You can play on your shoulders, on your head. Or you could play on your cheek like Larry's doing. Andrés, ¿qué instrumento es ese?
Oh, I have a very, very shiny instrument.
¿Es una trompeta?
Oh, no, it's not a trumpet.
¿Es una flauta?
It is not a flute. It looks like an S, like the letter S.
¿Qué instrumento es?
And it starts with the letter S. Sounds like they say saxophone.
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 But before we play, let's practice our dance move. Everybody say, everybody move your hands.
Everybody move your hands.
Everybody move your feet.
Everybody move your feet.
Everybody move your head.
Everybody move your head.
Everybody move your hips.
Everybody move your hips.
Uno,
dos, tres,
cuatro,
cinco,
seis,
siete,
ocho,
nueve,
diez.
Mambo! Everybody who's been listening and sending your stories, dancing with us, singing with us. It's been a pleasure to be here at the Saturday Light Brigade here in Pittsburgh. We're so happy to be in Pittsburgh, and we're so excited to do this again in the afternoon at the City of Asylum at 3 p.m. for a free show.
It's free. It's a beautiful facility. It's a good day. I know it might be warm. You can get out. And then go to the air-conditioned City of Asylum, have something cold to drink, and enjoy. It might seem a little bit like you're taking a trip down south, right? But you'll be in a nice, cool environment.
Yeah.
Free is great, right? And you'll get to see all sorts of things on the north side. There's been a lot of development since you were there last taking place. 123andres.com is how you can learn more. 123andres. I don't think you can make the tilde, the accent, or
that's
tilde,
right,
the accent,
no, just a regular
on the internet yet, at least not here.
And we want to invite people to visit us on Instagram. It's at 123con A-N-D-R-E-S. So, uno, dos, tres, con Andrés. Con, which means with. So, one, two, three, con Andrés.
And excellent. We are on all the streaming platforms. We're on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes. If you have Alexa, you have to say 123 Andres.
Actually, yeah, we've been practicing with Alexa. We're going back and forth, and we need to say, Alexa, play music by 123 Andres. And then finally, it will play.
But however you do it, we hope it's that amazing. You'll continue listening. We hope to see you in person someday.
Thank you. I'm so happy that that you were able to be here today. Do you have one last song to play?
Absolutely. And this is probably our most popular song, and that has given us so many anecdotes, so many stories. And it's Salta, which means jump. And kids absolutely love it. And we've had moms and parents telling us that this sometimes is one of the first words that the kid will say, and they learn how to jump with us, and then sometimes they even rock them to sleep singing this, which doesn't make sense because it's about jumping, but you know, they it works.
It works. Let me, before you start, just thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having
You're
us.
You're always welcome, too.
Thank you very much. All right, familias, vamos a doblar las rodillas. Start warming up those knees. Vamos a listar el primer pie. Ahora el otro pie. Get your ankles and your feet ready and say salta.
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 Salta means jump.
Salta, salta, uno, dos, tres. 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 Salta, salta con Andrés. Mueve los pies, cuenta un, dos, tres. Brinca, brinca, que eso no duele. Vamos afuera, apaga la tele. Salta, salta otra vez. Cuenta conmigo, saltamos después. Mueve los pies.
Mueve los pies.
Mueve los pies. Un, dos, tres. Salta, salta. Uno, dos, tres. Salta, salta. Uno, dos, tres. Salta, salta. Uno, dos, tres.
Because we are going to freeze. Nos vamos a congelar con la música. Don't freeze yet. Wait for it. It's coming. Like this.
Uno. Dos. Tres. Uno. Dos. Tres.
Ahora agachados. Everybody crouch down. We're going to jump together at the count of three.
Are you ready?
Uno,
dos, tres.
Salta, salta. Uno, dos, tres. Salta, salta. Uno, dos, tres. Salta, salta. Uno, dos, tres. Salta. Dos, tres, Andres.
Thank you to Andres and Christina. 1, 2, 3, Andres. Thank you so much for being here.
Muchas gracias por la invitación.
Thank you so much, beautiful people of Pittsburgh. In we're happy to be in the place where Roberto Clemente made everybody so happy.